scared I'll never move out of my parents' home. It's my human blood. It's my human blood. It's the stupid stuff I waste my time on. It's my human blood. It's my human blood.
Excellent. And who is the original artist?
So that is by Mom off the record 3. There's the Mom trilogy of albums by Debbie McCallion.
I see.
And it's one I just was listening to the record on the way here. It's perfect. It's kind of perfect. So I implore everybody to check that out.
Are there any other songs that you'd like to cover or would like to cover?
I could do one right now.
Oh, sure.
This is one I've been doing a lot lately. It's a cover of Daniel Johnston. So.
Don't play cards with Satan. He'll deal you an awful hand. Don't play cards with Satan. He'll deal you an awful hand. Did I ever stop and tell you? Man, I thought I saw a bluebird sitting on a post. I thought I saw a bluebird sitting on a post. Shivers down my spine, I thought it was the Holy Ghost. I heard the voice of Satan crying in. Of Satan crying in the woods. I saw my own heart laying black with blood. Don't play cards with Satan. He'll deal you an awful hand. Don't play cards with Satan. He'll deal you an awful hand. Did I ever stop and tell you I am?
For everyone who isn't me, who couldn't see that, that was a very dynamic performance, and you'll just have to see.
You have to imagine.
Or,
you have to imagine
for now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really fun. If you could be any kind of tree, what tree would you be?
Birch. I don't have a why. Okay. It was just my instinct.
Sure.
Because I've never been asked that question before, so that was the first thing that came to mind.
That's a good answer. There's some really pretty birch trees on the hill that way.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a little library.
I always thought, you know, I was playing like Minecraft as a kid, like the birch ones were mm-hmm. the prettiest, I thought.
The birch trees get a lot of hate on Minecraft.
These people are misguided.
Truly.
These people do not have their priorities straight, and I think it's, you know, shame on them.
Honestly, yeah. Who would your dream musical collaboration be with?
Let's see. I know that, like, you see, my friend Adrian got mad at me because I said this in, like, a written interview. And he was like, oh, he's going to see it. But, I've always thought, like, this guy is, like, you know, he's totally out of it. He's lost it, you know? So he's like, I wouldn't really want to work with him anymore. But I would just, like, the idea of working with, like, Todd Rundgren is so appealing to me. Because, you know, like, A Wizard of True Star is a record that's very important to me. And, or like working with, like Kevin Barnes of Montreal mm-hmm. would be really wonderful. Although also, I don't know if he would be the best to deal with. But the idea is very nice. What I really wanted was like, you know, I always wanted to work with Rick Ocasek. From the Cars, because I didn't really necessarily love what he did on like the Weezer records at the time, but like I loved the Cars so much, and I loved the Alan Vega record Saturn Strip that he produced on, it was on Newbury Street in Boston, and I always wanted to work with him. And then I was helping a friend move, and we found in the basement there's all this stuff left over by like a Berkeley student from like the late 70s, and then he moved on to work at Synchrosound, which is the Cars studio. And there's in a manila envelope, there's two signed photos of the Cars. And we're like, wow. So like each of us took one. And then like 2 days later, Rick Ocasek died. So I think that was my fault.
He broke some kind of curse.
That was like the last thing holding him together.
That's a crazy thing to find in your basement.
Yeah, it was in there. There was like, I found like James Chance and the Contortions, like the Contortions record, you know, like the model with the sunglasses. I pristine copy of that, like amazing stuff. I found the guy on Twitter and I was like, yeah, I have all your stuff. And he's like, okay. He didn't really want it, which is, I think, kind of crazy.
Is he still like in the music sphere?
I don't really know. I think he's just like an old Boston guy.
Some guy doing his thing.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, the coolest thing that I found in my basement at any point was a poster, but it turned out that it was one of my housemates.
Oh.
Yeah. But I have it now, so.
That's good.
Yeah.
You won. You really won there.
I did. It was like an old, like, Moreau exhibit.
Oh, yeah.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah. You know, because I think most things in life are about winning.
You want to expand on that?
Yeah, I'm all about winning. I'm all about succeeding in spite of others, you know, stepping on hands and like fingers and toes and things
for
like
sure.
That. That's really just like, that's really the thing that I think describes my artistic practice most.
No collaboration.
Cutthroat, being as cutthroat as possible. No collaboration is mostly just because I'm insane, and it's very hard for me to work with other people.
Well, who isn't these days?
Yeah.
And you do collaborate a lot, and you do share a lot of people's music. And
it's true. But it's been difficult. It's been difficult in the past. But,
oh no,
yeah.
I totally get it.
I don't know. I'm not really going anywhere with this.
For sure. Yeah. I wasn't the biggest fan of group projects even back in school.
Yeah, neither was I.
Yeah. It's just one of those things, you know?
It was kind of always a coin toss on whether I would just do all of it or I'd let everybody else do it. Because doing any sort of like compromise feels awful. But you know, this is something I've had to get over. But maybe I'm like a fascist. I'm like a home recording rock music fascist. But yeah, I think that's a good, like, I should be saying that a lot more, that I'm a fascist. Oh, it'd be a good poll. Like, you're already recording this and you can clip that.
It'll be everywhere. Yeah. I mean, check out the youthagainstsatan.com. It screams fascism. That was the word I couldn't think of earlier. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a favorite word?
Do I have a favorite word? One I've been thinking about a lot recently, I have to look up exactly what it means again, but I was bored, and so I started on genius.com, I started like transcribing some of my friend Graham's songs, and there was a word in there that I had never heard of called mendicant. That's M-E-N-D-I-C-A-N-T. It just means that you're given to begging. So that, you know, I feel that way.
That's a great word.
Yeah, mendicant. And it's like, so like, I don't know where that's coming from. It doesn't really sound like begging to me. But who knows?
Who knows? Words.
Words. Etymology. I'm no etymologist, you know.
Me neither. My friend did just give
farmer.
Me a book on, yeah? What do you farm?
I don't know.
Is that from something?
I'm just stealing.
Hey, that's half of art, right?
It's true.
Yeah. But I just stole that from someone, so. Yeah.
Nobody wins. Yeah. Nobody wins.
Nothing fills. Do you know that poem?
No.
Oh, well, that's a poem. A friend of mine read it to me freshman year. We did like a dramatic, very freshman in my dorm room.
Yeah.
And it's just this really sad poem about like the madhouses fill and the graveyards fill and nothing else fills.
Yeah.
It's like, damn. Snaps.
That's really sad.
Yeah.
It's really sad. I've been... I you know, like, there's times, you know, it's like I really need to read something to make me feel awful.
Mm.
My friend Elle has been getting me into Richard Sykin recently. And I read Crush, and then she just gave me a copy of War of the Foxes. And that is just devastating. I really shouldn't be reading it, but it is so beautiful. Sometimes you just need to read something or hear something and have it make you feel really bad, I think.
Yeah. Music too. Do you have any go-to sad music?
There's like the this was like a very foundational song for me, like that there's like this one song that's an outtake from Pinkerton called Tragic Girl, and that like was very foundational for me, and also I just listen to it anytime I'm feeling awful. A certain like Carsey Hedera songs are very good for that. For just wallowing, and like, what's the one I'm thinking of? Like yesterday, I had a big breakdown, and I listened to I had a cue going that was tragic, or it was yesterday. Tragic Girl into Ballad of the Costa Concordia by Carsey Hedera, into The Gun Song by Carsey Hedera, into Ambulance Blues by Neil Young. Mm-hmm. I was really feeling bad, and it didn't help. It doesn't help, but you know, what can you do? I'm trying to think of how much time we have left here.
Yeah,
we got like
so
17 minutes.
I think if we want to wrap things up like a couple minutes early, like ending.
Yeah,
yeah. So
I'll
how many,
do,
what else have you got for us?
So I have like an 8 minute thing or like an 8-9 minute thing. Should I just play that?
Or do you have anything else you want to play before? I think we could probably fit in one more before that if you want.
I got like a 1 minute long one I can do.
Yeah. String them together. I think that would be perfect.
Yeah. Let me just find, because I forget the end of this one.
Whenever I go back to your Youth Against Satan page, because your anti-bullying video just played, I have recommendations of more from Lex Walton.
Yeah.
And one of
you're seeing the other ones.
I mean, it's the
I Want You to Kill Me video
and
the Preteen Omegle Blues.
Yes,
yeah.
And I just have had that image of the
yeah, it's something, isn't it?
Yeah. I want to close this, but it's also just such an interesting website to look at. It's so
I put a lot into there.
No, it's beautiful.
All right, this one's like a minute long. It's called Salvation Attempt Number 39. This is from I Want You to Kill Me. Construction worker on bath salts mistook me for his angel. Forced Hills train one night, but I didn't feel in danger. He had the number of the living God on speed dial, and he wasn't afraid to call it. Not many people have that kind of thing, and how many times I wish I could have bought it. But he said I was the daughter and bride of Christ. From my soul, my sins excised, and I wish he wasn't crazy. No, I wish he wasn't crazy. And then we'll go into the other one. This song's called that's good enough. This song's called A Brief Chronicling of Extremely Good Ideas.
Anymore. to a hearse. Really only say it 'cause you were my favorite thing I'd like to be. Despite your best derision, there's no diversion from what you meant to me. I built a demon of me in your head, and you let it follow you around. Spend your time wishing I was dead, someplace where I'd never be found. I don't like to see you hurting, this I know for certain. It brings no pleasure when you cry. Tell me what to be said to clear the ghosts in our heads. It's obvious that my absence ain't enough. Spend your free time wishing that I would just go missing. So do I, but I tried, sorry love. So do I, but I tried, sorry love. God is a name that we all share. Forgiveness is made for two. Never want to see you in pain. 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 Never want to see you again. I don't want our songs to make each other cry. It is not ethical, it's needlessly pedantic. And I thought I saw you on the Forest Hills train. Well, the haircut clothes are too good, so I think it was just my brain. Let's get annotations now. Phone calls with friends and telling our sides the story. These are only genius annotations now. Annotations now.
Thank you.
That was really cool.
Thank you. That was like two and a quarter songs.
And they all flowed together really well, so I'm glad that you played them all as one. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Do you have any words of wisdom that you would like to leave us with?
Eat your vegetables, brush your teeth, get the sulfate free shampoo and conditioner. You gotta be brushing your hair. Folks, you gotta be brushing your hair. Try your best.
Oh, that's good advice.
That's good, right?
Yeah. Have you been given any advice that you like to go back on?
A dear friend of mine gave me this piece of advice that I later found out she had already used in a song like 6 years before, which I thought was kind of funny. But you're allowed to do anything you need to do. You're allowed to do anything you need to do, in the need to do, pertaining to happiness, and happiness being, you know, safety and security, and anything that you need to do that can lead to that is vital and the most important thing. Yeah. Be yourself. I don't have anything else. I don't have any other quips.
Yeah.
I'm all out.
Well, you already inspired my next section. We're going to go into a PSA. Thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely,
and
my pleasure.
And stay tuned for Edward Glenn.
Yes, I see them setting up in the other room. And as you were saying, it's very important to eat your fruits and vegetables, so here is a fresh fruit PSA.
Wow.
Are you looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. Do you want to take over?
Yeah, sure.
Third paragraph? Yeah.
The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others like bananas come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages. So you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus their wrapping is completely compostable. So if you're looking for a sweet, tasting, healthy treat, remember, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack, but it's okay to have.
Oh, yeah.
You know. And this is a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. What'd you call me?
Well, thank you very much. I'm going to, let's see, do I have a 1 minute song? I do. This song is 1 minute and 30 seconds.
Go.
And I'll see if Edward Glenn is ready to join after that. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yep. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm tangled in your mouse.
And we're back. Can everyone hear themselves okay? If it's too loud,
the levels are...
Oh my god, that's a crazy tangle.
That's a crazy tangle.
Maybe that helps a little bit. Does everyone have headphones?
Yeah.
Yep, we do now.
Yes, sir. Nice.
Level's good. Everyone hears themselves.
Yeah.
Loud and clear.
Excellent. So why don't you guys introduce yourselves? Oh, and so you guys are going to have to share that one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
My name is Edward Glenn. And on my right is...
My name is Isaiah Johnson, also known as Isaiah Z. Johnson.
And on my left...
I'm Sam Eastman.
And I'm Pat Curtin, a.k.a. Tropicana Pat.
Fantastic. And what do you guys all play?
I play bass and sing.
Guitar, also sing.
Drums?
Guitar as well.
All right, and so that is great for everyone who's really good at identifying voices.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Me, Ian, Edward, I play bass and sing. Isaiah plays guitar, Sam plays guitar, and Patrick plays drums.
I was just giving you a hard time. You're fine.
You're right, though.
Why don't you guys tell me where everyone can find you on socials, just to get that out of the
way? Sure. So the best place to look for Edward Glenn on the internet is edwardglenn.com, which is a website that I made, and I'm extremely proud of it, and it's a very high quality website, and it has everything. It has all our socials and everything on it, so it's like Linktree, but better. Otherwise, we are on Instagram at Edward_Glenn_. Glenn is with one N in all these cases. We're on TikTok at Edward_Glenn_band. And that's pretty much it. We have a Facebook page. We don't really use it. We don't have Twitter.
I mean, who does?
Yeah. We have Bandcamp, edwardglenn.bandcamp.com, where we have some fun, like, kind of extra stuff buried in there. Yeah.
I'm looking at your website now. Do you know what font that is? I like it.
That is Georgia.
Oh, nice. Georgia.
Georgia is my favorite. Georgia and Garamond, font. I love quite a bit.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun researching fonts for my website.
Nice.
I just like, picking out, there's this great website called fontsinuse.com.
Hell yeah.
And they just show you different cases of fonts in use.
That's sick.
It's, yeah.
What did you choose?
Oh, I chose a bunch. I have some Cooper Black classic,
okay,
gotta
word.
Have it.
Fair enough.
I've got some Avant-Garde. That's another great one. What else? Let's see. There's a bunch. I couldn't get more computer, so I went with Gemini, which is another similar chunky, computery.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Sick. I don't know. If anyone listening, it's mellowmaxradio.com. That'll get you there.
Hell yeah.
It's a fun one, yeah. So how long have you guys all been playing together?
Well, so Edward Glenn has been a project since 2017. I started it, and it's had a tremendous revolving door of a lineup. And as a matter of fact, if you go to the website, you will see there are so many people that have been in this band, either playing shows or on recordings, that I made a set of trading cards of them. So the people who have played the least are the most rare. So I am the most common trading card because I'm the only person who's on every recording and has played every show. Sam and I met in second grade, and we have been playing music together since we were probably like 18.
Yeah, I mean, it's,
oh
it's
well,
serious,
oh,
right?
there was some unmentionable rap in middle school, but we don't need to talk about that.
We've been taking it seriously since about the end of high school, age 18 or so.
Yeah, I mean, we were taking it seriously in middle school.
that's a story for another day, I guess.
So late high school, Sam and I started playing together, not in the rap configuration. And then simultaneously, sort of parallel, Isaiah and I have been playing together since about the same time.
Sophomore year of high school, probably?
Yeah, about the same, maybe a little earlier.
Yeah.
We did a project together that started around that time and technically continues to this day. And then Patrick is in a band called Orbiter. When was... So we went... Edward Glenn went on tour in California in July of last year, and we could not find a drummer.
I was drumming back then, and I did not have enough vacation days.
Yeah, so, yeah, Isaiah couldn't go to California, so we needed a drummer, and we played a show with... Actually, so I used to play bass for Alex, mm-hmm. and Alex's band played a show with Orbiter.
I don't think I was the drummer at that time.
No, this was like, yeah, you were. You were like this was like 2 months before.
Yeah, this is how we just like discovered you.
Are you sure?
100,000%, yes. Okay. Yeah, we saw when you guys played, it was May. It was a show in May. It was the New Noise, Orbiter, Dowsing Rod, and Alex. And 100,000.
Right.
And I texted Artem, who is the bassist and singer of Orbiter, and was like, "Yo, does your drummer want to come to California in like 5 weeks?" And I was expecting a no, and I got a yes. And so Patrick has been effectively the drummer of Edward Glenn ever since. Although Isaiah has played some shows.
Yep.
Because our other guitarist and vocalist Chloe lives in New York now, mm-hmm. so yeah, you gotta check the trading card.
I was looking at them. I see Chloe right up at the top.
Yeah. Patrick needs to get upgraded to common status actually, because now he's uncommon because he's only on one EP and one tour at the time of when I made these trading cards. But now he's on an EP and like basically every show.
Is my dad on there yet?
No, go all the way down? Kyle Johnson all the way at the bottom?
No.
Okay, too bad. I need to put him in. So the website tool that I use to make this website is called Cargo, and it sucks.
I use ChatGPT to make mine.
Is that even possible?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you just say, like, hey, this is what I need on the website. Can you make it?
That's wild.
And you can even give it, like, what you already have and just say, like, hey, make it better.
Make it better? That's absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
It's a simple technology.
It's very this is like, it's basically, you know, like when Microsoft Word, when you like drag like a picture in and it just like destroys the whole document. Oh. That's like what this is like. So putting new trading cards in is something of a trial.
It's the technology that Jesus used.
Jesus's website is on the same engine as this.
When he turned water into websites and all that.
Really.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So now let's get into your music. What you guys just released a new single, right, called Los Angeles?
A new EP, yeah.
Yeah, a whole EP, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw that, you have a song on there called Longfellow Bridge, nice
true.
And local.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Do you want to talk about, like, what genre you would say that new EP is?
Shit.
How you guys define yourselves?
What I would call that...
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. That's rock. Yeah. I feel like I use indie rock a lot because indie rock is a... sort of like hilariously expansive catch-all term mm-hmm. that doesn't really mean anything. Like when you look at like what is considered indie rock on Spotify, it's hilarious. Which I think is funny. This is going to be a tangent, but like, you know how like metal fans are like at each other's throats about like what's like the line between like toad grind and like cricket thrash, you know? And it's like, it's all meaningless, you know? Yeah. And these tiny, tiny differences. And meanwhile, indie rock fans are like, I listen to Tame Impala, like Haley Hendrix, Julian Baker, and like, I don't even know, like all this, you know, just, wildly disparate stuff. So it's such an easy thing to just say, oh yeah, that's
indie rock.
That's indie rock. So, that's what I would call it
cool.
is indie rock.
Yeah. I feel like that's a really safe bet before someone else gives you a genre.
Fair enough.
It's like, it's hard to give yourself a nickname. You can't really give yourself a genre.
Genres are rarely decided by the people who make them, I feel like.
Definitely. Definitely.
And for anyone listening, these guys are all going to be playing at 10:30 on this very station.
Yeah, if you want to decide what genre we're playing.
Yeah, I mean, and you can even call in, and it's 855-915-9636. Tell them what genre they
please
are.
Please call in. That would be so much fun. Yeah.
And so we were talking about some gigs that you guys, not all of you remember. Are there any gigs that you all really remember? Like, what are some very memorable gigs that you guys have played?
Well, our last show at the Lily Pad, we were absolutely on fire.
Yeah, that was,
and that
a
was
lot
only
of fun.
Just like a week ago or so.
Yeah, that was a blast. Shout out voicemail, shout out Square Loop, shout out the people at the shout out Becca at the Lily Pad, shout out the Lily Pad themselves. Yeah, that was a really fun show.
We played at Ralph's in Worcester.
Ralph's in Worcester was awesome. That was a great awesome show. Yeah. We've been on a really nice kick of like not terrible shows. We played what I think on paper was a terrible show in DC. Isaiah was sick. Nobody came. But it was a lot of fun for everyone except Isaiah, who was sick. We ended up having a lot of fun. So I count it as a win. But yeah, I would say besides that, Fresno on the California tour was
Fresno last year. It was like seeing a different like sect of humanity entirely. Because like you know, in Boston, like and really in the East Coast, I won't single out just Boston. Like the same is true of New York and Philly and all that. Like there's kind of this attitude of, I don't even know what I would call it, just kind of like hipster elitism, where it's like really hard to get people who don't know you to your show or to your friend's show or whatever. And even when you do get them to your show, like those are the people who like go out and smoke their cigarettes like when it's your turn to perform.
Of course.
But none of that going on in Fresno. Yeah. We were greeted by a great audience who came and stuck around for the whole show and loved our music.
Five-band bill on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
The entire crowd pulls up for Doors, stays. The first band was two high schoolers called Locuras, who were awesome. They objectively couldn't really play their instruments, but they were really cool.
Did they sound good?
Well,
was it interesting?
Their vision was strong. Was very strong.
They did this bit, one of the coolest crowd banter bits I've ever seen. They had, I suppose, bought, but maybe made a pinata, and they busted out their pinata, and they're like, this is our third band member, Willie. He's asleep, so we need you guys to, I can't swear, can I?
No.
Okay. We need you guys to mess him up in the pit. And there's no pit. Like, it is 7:15. The sun is shining.
And the venue too was the rec room of a Presbyterian church.
And so like the mosh pit is not about to happen, but they're like, we need you guys to mess Willie up. And they're like, we're gonna play this next song and we're not even gonna look. So like whatever happens to Willie is your business. And they turned and threw him over to their shoulder and kept 1, 2, 3, 4 and just like hit it. And I was like, all right, well we have to destroy the, so the whole crowd, all, you know, all of us came and just like jumped the SHIT out of this pinata.
Yeah.
And it was a blast. So anyway, whole crowd comes at the beginning. They stayed all, like, I was sure that they would all leave after the first band or whatever.
Yeah.
Everyone stayed till the end. They loved us. They bought merch. It was sweet.
And there was good representation too. There were like high schoolers there, and there were like people who just came off their jobs and stuff.
Right.
There were people from all these walks of life and all that. It was really nice to see like this whole community
coming
together and enjoying, you know, music that they didn't necessarily know.
Totally. Yeah, that was an awesome show.
So I mean, do you guys, I have not had the pleasure of seeing you guys live, unfortunately. Do you have any things that you like to do to get the crowd involved?
There's one song we have
a gimmick that
and if you don't want to give it away,
fine. It's fairly, we don't have anything super like high key. We have this one song that we're gonna play in our set today. It's called Hot Soap. It's off the Songs for Auto EP, and it has a group vocal shout where everyone's it's hot soap. And I teach it to the audience. I'm like, okay, we're gonna do this, and then I'm like, I pretend like we're gonna all, I'm like, all right, let's try it one more time, and then, but we actually just go into the song right then. So they sort of provide the first, the audience unknowingly like kicks the song off, which is kind of fun. But other than that, we don't really do, I have like sort of individual banter bits that I actually, as with regard to Alex, I had a really interesting conversation with Alex once where, cause she rehearses all of her, she has her banter planned out, which I never like do really. But when we went on tour and I had to banter every night, I started sort of unconsciously doing that. And by the end, I had like a script. Mm-hmm. And now I just use that basically because the set list is more or less the same.
Hey, but if it works.
Yeah, it works. And mm-hmm. and but like, you know, then when people are like tuning or whatever, you got to improvise. And so there, I deviate probably more than she does. But yeah.
Hey, you're allowed.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Totally. So,
all right. I'm going to do a lightning round. I'm going to throw a bunch of wacky, sometimes not so wacky questions at you. If you guys want to respond quickly, you guys are going to need to be like doing a little bit of tennis, passing that sure. mic forward around. Right. Okay. And this can be individual or for the band. Let's start on the right and go down. Dream musical collaboration.
The mic just came up.
Well, you really have to be playing. we'll find the screw for that after.
Yeah. Sorry, my dream musical collaboration?
Starts with a W and ends with the Easer.
Easer would be sick.
I would love to work with Bill Frisell.
Oh, yeah. I would love to work with Natalia Lafourcade.
Yo, Isaiah Johnson Beyonce collab.
That would be
Isaiah Z. Johnson on Cowboy Carter.
Damn. I can see it now. That would be sick.
That's what we're going for.
If that mic's not going back in right now, we can get it later. At least we didn't lose the screw. There was a post-it note here once, and it was just like, hey, sorry, I couldn't find the screw again. But yeah, you guys got it. If you could wake up tomorrow, and let's bounce back from the left side to the right okay. so that everyone has a turn being the first one, or at least the people on the ends do. If you could wake up tomorrow with the ability to play any instrument, what instrument would you choose?
Ooh, that's good.
Also to the photographer, if you want to come in, you're welcome to.
You know, I've been working on bass, and but I don't have a bass, and you know, it'd be nice to just skip all the working on and just be able to play that, because that would round out my musical ability.
I would love if I could be really good at pedal steel. That would be. I love the pedal steel so much, pedal steel would be mine.
It's a bit of a cheat because it's similar to something I already play, but I would love to be able to play the Mohan Veena, which is kind of halfway between a guitar, like a steel guitar and a sitar.
Ooh, that's cool. Is that the thing you have music around right now? No, never
no, mind. No, it's not.
I'd love to be able to just bust out a harmonica.
Yo, true.
And also I can do that while playing all my other instruments that I play.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song to perform?
My favorite in general or Edward Glenn song?
Up to you.
My favorite Edward Glenn song is probably Super Blood Wolf Moon because we play it too fast.
True.
And it's fun to see if I can survive through the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's really genuinely hard for me to pick because I really get so amped with most of them, but I... not to sound too self-aggrandizing or anything, but I love playing our song Lily because it gives me a chance to really experiment with my soloing and like have a lot of time to play around in and improvise with.
Oh, man. I think probably my favorite is May. May is a fairly slow song, and it also has a very sort of theatrical... verse that I'm really able to like perform as a character and really engage with the audience in a way that isn't necessarily possible in a lot of other songs. So yeah, probably May.
And I would say we Ian and Sam wrote this new song 49, which is also out just under a different name. It's under Sacred Corpse.
We're gonna play it.
We're gonna play it tonight. And we played that for the first time at our last show at the Lily Pad, and that it was so fun.
That
just
song is
really
blast.
Vibey.
Favorite word.
Oh my god.
and I'm not allowed to curse either.
Oh, no.
That's hard.
I know so many least favorite words.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, if you want to go for like any words that give you the ick, we can do that too.
I want to say my favorite word.
Yes. Yeah. Sam, you go first. My
favorite is Rakaus, which is Finnish for love.
Oh, ooh,
that's
nice.
A good one.
Okay. I don't know a favorite word, but my least favorite word is pimple.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's a tough one.
Fair enough. Mm. My favorite word is trastornado, which is Spanish for like upset, or it's a sort of, it has a strong connotation, but it's like it's to be very upset.
And right now I'm vibing with the word blessing.
That's a good one. That's good.
Oh, wait, I thought of one. My favorite word, I play a lot of board games in my spare time, and my favorite word to bust out is orthogonal.
Ooh, nice.
Which is the opposite. It's like diagonal, like it's like the immediate adjacent.
Oh, it's good.
Perpendicular to.
Yeah.
Normal to, all that.
I never
knew
that.
That's a good one. First concert you went to?
Oh, yeah.
I went to Mixfest with my mom, and we saw Philip Phillips.
That's.
And I still have the t-shirt.
My first concert was seeing Alan Holdsworth, the last time he ever played in Massachusetts. My dad took me when I was 11, which is an interesting artist to see when you are 11, but I'm grateful for it, and it was awesome.
My first concert was the Glee Season 2 tour.
Oh my.
At the Mohegan Sun Arena in Connecticut, and it was sick.
That's awesome. I think technically my first concert, I saw the Wiggles in concert when I was real little. But the first one that I actually remember, I saw the Clockwork Angels tour Rush with my dad.
Mm. What's your, or when you're not working on music, what do you like to do for fun?
It's music and work.
Okay,
I'll go first.
I already exposed myself as an avid board gamer. Like, I meet regularly with the same people once every 2 weeks. And I'm also an avid Lego builder.
Hmm. Do you have any favorite sets, favorite games?
I got the Dune Ornithopter.
Whoa, that's cool.
It's the most amazing piece of engineering I've ever seen. I don't know how it works.
That's so cool.
That's awesome. Favorite game. I like Axis and Allies because it's really long and we don't finish it and everyone gets really mad.
Nice.
I'm a fairly singular-minded guy. Even my non-music time is spent like reading about guitar pedals and things of that nature. But I do have a cat. I love taking care of my cat Celeste, who I hope
shout
is,
out Celeste.
I hope is
we
listening.
Love you,
right now.
Celeste. I hope you're listening.
I'm sort of an amateur like linguist. I guess I would say that's my other hobby. Is I do speak a bit of Finnish. I've tried to learn like a bit of Norwegian, a bit of Hungarian, a bit of random crap over the years. So. I'd be on that Duolingo from time to time.
I
play video games sometimes. I do kind of only do music and my job, but I do really like camping, and I really like riding my bike. I'm a big outdoors person, but not a very successful big outdoors person. I'm like a theoretical big outdoors person, but because I am, playing shows and stuff all the time, like I've been camping like one time in the past couple of years. I just like it in theory.
It was fun though.
It was a lot of fun. Isaiah was there. It was a good time.
And I really like cooking.
That's
true. Cooking is super, super fun. I do it with my partner. Shout out Tony. I don't know if she's listening. She might be sleeping.
Fair enough.
Well, you guys will be getting a recording of this.
Nice.
So worry not. Tony will be able to hear it eventually.
Shout out Tony.
Yeah. And here's a funky one that I just asked Alex too. If you could be any kind of tree, what kind of tree would you be?
Cedar.
I would probably be a. That's a good one. I'd probably be a eucalyptus tree. I love the smell of eucalyptus.
I would be a bonsai.
I don't know. What's like a spindly?
I don't care what kind. Just make me small. Just make me a foot tall.
What's like a spindly tree? I don't.
Birch?
Yeah, birch is it's spindly and white.
Unless they get
birch.
Yeah.
Birch.
Spindly and white.
And here's one for the whole band. If you guys could create a soundtrack for a movie, what movie would you want it to be for?
Like an actual movie in existence, or like just a theoretical plot?
Up to you.
That's good. Because of the Ornithopter, I'm thinking Dune. But I feel like,
basically now, cool to do like a big like orchestra sort of like, you know, conducting everyone, like big score sort of thing.
That would be fun.
Definitely any sort of like epic.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be, I mean, like the cheat answer that's like possible would be like a movie like Inside Llewyn Davis where you just have to, mm-hmm. or like Oh Brother Where Art Thou where you just sort of take songs that are sort of directly relevant to the actual diegetic plot of the movie and write them or record them or whatever.
Once.
But that's kind of, I feel like for scoring, I would love to, like a space opera, like a science fiction for me.
I'd probably do Daddy's Home too.
Yeah, what about you?
Oh boy. I think similar to you, one of those like diegetic.
You know what was funny is, there was a long time ago, I wanted to do a rock opera as Edward Glenn, and it was science fiction was the idea. And someday I would love to do that still because it's a good idea. But it was a very big conceptual thing for me to chew on at the time. It still is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was never able to really... also, if you're going to do sci-fi stuff, you need like synths.
Yeah.
And I don't really know anything. I didn't know anything about synths, and I still don't know very much. So like trying to do like with, you know, the instruments I play, which is like banjo, guitar, bass... doing a soundtrack for a science fiction thing.
On the contrary, 2001, A Space Odyssey, no synths.
That's true.
I'm going to change my answer. I got to go Mystic River.
Mystic River. That's a good one.
Yeah, no, my serious answer would be Sea of Love.
What's that?
It's a neo-noir with Al Pacino, where he's first transitioning into that persona that he's now more known for. Like, there's two Al Pacinos. There's the Godfather Al Pacino, where he's like, oh, my father, like, he knows somebody, this and that. And then there's post-Sea of Love Al Pacino, where he's like, hey, how we doing? And Sea of Love is, like, the first one where he's like
nice,
that.
Nice.
And I would love to score that.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Since we're just approaching the top of the hour, I'm Melu Max. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Edward Glenn is with me. They're going to be playing here in an hour and a half, so don't go anywhere. And I'll be handing things over to the very capable hands of Andrew and On the Town with Mikey D. You guys got 20 seconds. Have any words of wisdom?
Yes. Enjoy every sandwich.
Nice. I think
fear
that's
is a mind killer. Yeah. Thanks. This is cool.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.